It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Coast and floorboards to shingles. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. The website is moneypit.com. Welcome to a very special edition of the Money Pit, broadcasting live from the 61st Annual National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, I'm very excited about our next guest. I have to say it. I'm just giddy. You know how I feel about this old house.
Yeah, you're a big fan.
Well, celebrating his
20th year during the 2006-2007 season as a proud member of America's favorite home improvement team is general contractor Tom Silva.
Yay.
Hey, Tom.
Good afternoon. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to be at the National Hardware Show. It's amazing. You know, I think if it's in the home, it's at this trade show.
Oh, if it isn't. I mean, if you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So now you guys are working on a really interesting project right now. We talked to Kevin about this a couple of months ago. Tell us how it's going. You're working in East Boston on a house. It's a two-family house, isn't it?
Two-family house right next to the airport, so we get to see the people. We can actually wave to the people as they leave. But it's two women that own this house. It's been in the family for years, and they bought it from all their siblings. It's an aunt that lives on the second floor and a niece that lives on the first floor, and we're going to fix it up. They have no money left in their budget.
But was that before you started, or is that now midway through the job?
It's typical. It's typical. We have all these homeowners that don't have much money.
Big dreams, little budgets.
Exactly, exactly. So we're going to show you basically the process of basically simply simplify a fix-up and try to get it done for their budget.
Well, how far into it are you already?
We are actually we've got three shows under belt, and we are basically starting demo. We just actually started demo last week, and I've got some asbestos removal that's going to happen next week, so we got to clean the job out for that. And then we'll start filming the fourth show end of next week.
Now, with all of the work that you guys are doing with these homes, do you spend a lot of time not filming parts of it, or are we pretty much seeing the entire process from start to finish when we watch an episode of This Old House?
Well, there's a lot of redundancy in construction, so you're not going to see. I mean, once you see a little wall frame, there's no sense in seeing the whole house.
All the walls frame.
Exactly.
I mean, you see the basics of a lot of it, but you see the important stuff. I mean, This Old House has taken a lot of pride in teaching people how to do it right. In the long run, it always pays to do it right the first time. And we basically show you the steps or the processes of each part of each job.
Now, you said you were trying to show these particular folks how to kind of do a project on a budget. What do you think are some of the most common mistakes that people make, Tom, when they want to tackle a remodeling project? How do they get themselves into a situation where they run out of budget, where they're making planning mistakes? Where do you think that happens along the way?
Well, I think reality really kicks in. A lot of people don't realize what something costs.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't understand how much a refrigerator costs or a countertop. And but, you know, the big thing about a budget is if you have a, I always tell people, if you have a $100,000 budget or if you have a $1 million budget,
right,
whatever your budget is, subtract 20% off of that budget and then see what you can do for that money. That gives you a little bit of a cushion to
That's
see what
you can
do. Plus, you're always going to end up spending that extra 20%.
There are four magic words in construction that will raise that budget every day, and our homeowners use them all the time. While you're at it. There goes the budget. It just went up. It never goes down.
And, How about the surprise factor, too, when you open the wall up and you find the termite infestation that you didn't expect that was there before? There's lots of ways that budget can be eaten up and unexpectedly.
Absolutely. The budget right here on the already started on this project, we found asbestos in the mastic that held the tile on the wall.
And that removal is not only costly, but it has to be done in a safe manner.
Exactly. It has to be done by certified abaters that have to come in and they have to basically tie everything up with plastic. You can't go in. They got to take showers when they're done. I mean, if it wasn't for the show, because of the show, we get them stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that process, this homeowner's not going to have to pay for that. But the average homeowner would have to pay for that.
Do you keep into account, budget-wise, even the things that you're getting, you know, for free, what the overall budget would be had you not?
You know, we don't. In this process, in this job, because the homeowners have such a limited budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a lot of money. I'll tell you what their budget is. Their budget is $125,000 for each floor.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. That's not a lot of money when you're renovating kitchens
Everything.
And bathrooms.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Sure, because you could drop $30,000 just on a kitchen.
You can drop it on a countertop.
Maybe on one of your projects.
Well, I did a project where the homeowner dropped almost $40,000 on a granite countertop.
Wow.
But anyways, you know, for the homeowner, they come in and this project was the first project that we actually had to take into consideration all of the things that we could get to make it work for their budget, because we really wanted to do this. I mean, it was two wonderful girls that own this house, and we wanted to show somebody, it's a nice, simple project, how to fix it up.
And Kevin was telling us that their design styles are so different that you guys are meeting the challenge of creating two equally separate spaces that work for the house as a whole.
Right. One is very contemporary. One is kind of modern.
Now,
do you
think you might get into a situation where the downstairs lady is now going upstairs and saying, hey, why can't I have that bathroom downstairs? Because I think people don't really know what they're getting into until they actually see it being constructed. It's very hard for people to visualize.
Absolutely. Now, that's what a designer or an architect is good for. I mean, they can come in and give you a drawing or a sketch.
Yeah, but a rendering and plans can only go so far. Some people can't actually imagine that in their own space, even
Absolutely.
If you give them a picture.
Absolutely. What we do on the show, and we've done it quite a few times, I've actually taken cardboard boxes, doors, hardware, whatever we can find, and mock up a whole layout for kitchen.
Oh, interesting.
And they'll go in and say, oh, you know.
Now I get it.
Now I get it. We actually, when we did the Manchester project by the sea, which was one of our biggest homes that we've ever done, it was over $1.5 million, and the homeowner wanted an island. And he knew exactly what he wanted for a height, but yet he couldn't establish the height. So he said he wanted a specific length of this island. So we did it and said, geez, you know, that is too big.
Yeah.
And to him, it was great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it works a lot for homeowners. And we do projects all the time where people will do it and they say, well, gee, you know, I didn't think it was going to be like that.
Well, if you don't recognize his voice, we're talking to Tom Silva, the general contractor from This Old House, celebrating your 20th year with the program. Did they give you like, a gold ring or something?
No, they didn't give me anything.
No watch?
A golden tape measure.
That's what he needs, right?
That's right. A golden tape measure. That'd be nice.
We'll work on that.
All right.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
He's Tom Silva. Thanks for stopping by the Money Pit for our broadcast at the National.
It's my pleasure. Fantastic.
Do a good job. Keep up the good work.
Well, we will. We'll have you on again.
All right. I look forward to it.
This is the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie.
We'll be back with more after this.
Hey, Money Pit.
Did you know that the air inside your home can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside? No matter how clean you keep your home, it's littered with harmful contaminants like viruses, bacteria, and mold, pet dander, dust, and pollen. Contaminants that cause illness and make allergies and asthma much more severe. Thankfully, there's a way to make your home healthy. The April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. Using the best air cleaning technology available, April Air is the only whole home air cleaner that effectively removes harmful contaminants, even viruses, from the air your family breathes. And that makes your whole home a comfortable, healthy place to be. Your family deserves the best, so why not give them the best? Make your whole home healthier with the April Air electronic air cleaner. April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
Roomside blinds and curtains are dust magnets, and all those allergens accumulating on your winter treatments could be making you sick. That's why I love Designer Series windows and patio doors from Pella. They have blinds sandwiched between panes of glass. They're protected from dust. So Pella Designer Series windows actually help keep the air in your home healthier. And here's the best part. Window blinds protected under glass don't need constant cleaning. What's not to love? For a free in-home consultation, call 800-309-5555.
When you took your first steps or drove your first car, there was someone there to coach you through it. But when it's time to put a new faucet in, it's just you, a confusing set of instructions, and that nervous, gnawing feeling in your belly. That's where I come in. As the Peerless Faucet Coach, I can help you through every step of your installation, starting with the hardest part, getting the old faucet out. For a free undo-it-yourself guide, visit faucetcoach.com. Then get ready to turn your dreams into hot and cold running reality.
Want to guard against stains and residue left by grease, food, soap, and cosmetics in the kitchen and bathroom? Try Behr Premium Plus Interior Sateen Kitchen and Bath Enamel with advanced NanoGuard technology. Key ingredients are reduced to nano-sized particles that enhance performance. It provides excellent scrubability, stain removal, and blocking, and helps resist mildew in moist environments. Perfect for high traffic areas like kitchens and bathrooms. For more information, visit Behr, BEHR.com. And remember, when it comes to paint, there's good, better, and Behr.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Dense Armor Plus, the revolutionary paperless drywall from Georgia-Pacific.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting from the 61st National Hardware Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You got a question about your home improvement project? Need some help solving that do-it-yourself dilemma? Call us right now at 1-888-666-3974. Lots of new products here at the 61st National Hardware Show. And right now we're going to get into the area of adhesives. And we're going to talk to Scott Jackson. He's a product manager with Loctite. And they have a new product out called Sumo Glue. Hi, Scott.
And I love the packaging.
Oh, thank you very much.
Why did you decide on the big sumo wrestler?
Yeah, the sumo wrestling right now is growing in popularity through the U.S. And the sumo wrestler conveys power and strength. Yes, it's getting much more popular here in Vegas. Is one of the areas
really?
That they have lots of tournaments and that with the sumo wrestlers. And there's clubs that are popping up in various parts of the U.S. Also,
I think it's
wrestler.
The attire.
I think it is.
People are really into those pants. Or lack thereof.
Maybe we can bring some for you guys. Wash you.
It's all Tom, not for me.
Now, this product, Sumo Glue, I saw it and was impressed by it because, first of all, it's almost completely invisible. When you glue up, you had some boards you glued up with this, and you challenged me, a woodworking pro, to find the glue line. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find it. Why is that?
It's a phenomenal product. It's actually, it creates a clear glue line, but when it's, because it's polyurethane based, it will foam. It will appear white until you actually sand down or remove the foam, and then it gives you a clear, translucent glue line. As a woodworker, you know, that's very important. Gives you a nice look in the end.
And I like it that even if it does sort of make a bit of a mess and you don't clean it up as best as you should, it's stainable and paintable, so you're still not going to see it.
Exactly. And this product actually foams less than half the amount of other products in the marketplace.
Because some of them foam a crazy amount.
That foam is so unpredictable, too. And when it gets out, it's just impossible to get off.
Yeah, it is a bit challenging working with polyurethane products. We've tried to simplify that experience for the consumer and the homeowners. And this makes it a lot more convenient. Less foam, higher strength, and actually it's three times faster, which we found that most homeowners, you know, want to get on with the project, move on to the next step in their life, and they don't want to be sitting there clamping
something
and waiting for it to set up. This will set up three times faster than other polyurethane products.
How much stronger is this compared to, say, a white vinyl or an aphthitic resin, a yellow glue?
And it depends on the formulation of those. In some cases, it's comparable, and it depends on the substrate. If you look at a PVA or an phthalic, you're looking at a product that only adheres wood. This product will work well on wood, but also adheres well to PVC and concrete, brick, etc. So it gives you a lot of versatility with the product.
So
as
it can replace all the adhesives you already have at home.
It is a great versatile adhesive.
That's great.
And you know, you wonder, why would you want to glue a brick? I actually chipped off a brick. My kids were playing, and they knocked something into the bricks on the edge of the step. And it was a tiny piece, and it was too small to do anything with mortar.
And that would drive you crazy.
Yeah, it would. Oh, and yeah. I glued it back on. You know, and then so you really can glue brick.
And so this is great for outdoors as well.
It's a great point. It's 100% waterproof, excellent for outdoor applications. So you have an Adirondack chair that needs to be repaired. You just go ahead, apply that there, and you move on with your project. And it's, again, stainable and paintable, so you have no issues when you actually...
How long does it take to fully set up to all be able to paint it or use it?
For a porous surface like wood, after 30 minutes, it will have a very high bond strength, higher than most other polyurethanes just after 30 minutes. 24 hours is
cool
here,
quick.
But you actually have substrate failure, or you'll actually have the wood break after just 30 minutes.
And one last question. Any tricks of the trade for cleaning up any excessive glue from sloppy gluers like me?
You'd want to use an acetone or some mineral spirits. Right. Wipe it off quickly before it fully cures.
Will it accidentally bond my fingers together? Not that I've ever done that.
Yeah, how does she know?
We have other products that could do such things,
but this one won't. Okay, good.
It'll take you an hour.
Scott Jackson, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit and telling us about Sumo Glue. For more information, where do we go?
SumoGlue.com, www.sumoglue.com.
Terrific.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Lots of tools being rolled out here at the 61st National Hardware Show. A lot of innovation in tools as well. And now we're going to talk about one of those with a friend of mine. His name is Kevin Blodgett. He is with a company called Drill Doctor. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Kevin. And Kevin actually makes a tool for a tool, which is interesting.
Yeah. Tell us about the Drill Doctor. What does it do?
A Drill Doctor is a power machine that sharpens drill bits. It'll sharpen drill bits 3/32 up to a half inch, all kinds of drill bits, high-speed steel, cobalt.
Split point,
masonry bits.
Now, Kevin, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I actually, one of the things I went to school for is to teach wood shop. And I had this professor in college that would not let us graduate from his class unless we could sharpen a drill bit. And I learned at that moment how absolutely impossible it is to do that. And you really need special tools, special jigs.
Round files, everything.
And the angles involved in getting that just right. There's a lot going on there. How is it that your product makes all of that kind of idiot-proof for guys like
me?
And
it happens so quickly, too.
Yeah, it'll sharpen a drill bit within 60 seconds. And it takes the motion of sharpening a drill bit, the technology. It's a patented cam system going against a diamond sharpening wheel. And it creates the chisel point and the dimensions of the bit that you talk are so difficult to get.
Right. Yeah, it's really, really hard to do. So basically it takes all that work away. The machining basically gives you a way to hold that bit in such a position that you can just basically rest it up against that wheel, spin it a few times, and out comes factory sharp.
That's correct.
How much setup is involved to tell the machine what type of bit it is?
It's very simple and easy, fast and easy to use. Like I said, less than 60 seconds. It's first aligning the bit, and that takes just a few seconds, and then it's sharpening the bit. And depending upon how dull the bit is and how big the bit is how many turns that you have to make on the sharpening wheel.
Kevin, I hate to admit it, but I have quite a collection of half of bits. Not that, you know, I break them occasionally. Can I do a half a bit as well?
Yeah, you can sharpen a twist drill bit clear down to the stub. As long as you have flutes, you can sharpen the bit because the
flutes take the material away that you're cutting.
The flutes just take the material away, so as long as you have a point, that's where you cut into your material.
Now, how much does a Drill Doctor cost? Is this expensive?
In fact, right now, our entry-level model, which is our Drill Doctor 350X model, you can find it at like Sears, Lowe's, HomeDepot.com, and during the Father's Day season, you'll find it as low as $49.95. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So under $50, that's a great Father's Day gift idea, too.
Tremendous Father's Day gift.
Yeah, but when you think about the money you save and the time you save from having to run out and replace a bit if you don't have an extra one standing by,
bits are expensive.
Sometimes bits can be really pricey, especially if they're larger.
Exactly.
We have customers tell us within their first use, they've paid for it with all the dull and broken bits they have.
You probably go through your drawer and just like pull out all those bits and fix them all at
once. It's like you know you've got a can somewhere that you just shove them all in.
Right.
Kevin Blodgett, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. You need more information on the website, please?
www.drilldoctor.com.
Great, and it's American-made. I love it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. We are broadcasting from the 61st National Hardware Show. One of the things that you see here at a show like this is a lot of innovation. And I want to talk right now about a new product that we spotted. And actually, I should admit that we first spotted this last November when there was a media preview party. And I was very impressed by the technology. It's called the Safety Quick Light. The Safety Quick Light. And basically, what these folks have done is they've figured out a way to make installing electric light fixtures very, very simple. With us to talk about that is Patty Brown. She is the Chief Operating Officer. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. And this is very exciting. Why don't you explain to our folks at home what exactly a quick light is and why it makes it so much safer for you to interchange electrical fixtures in your house?
Okay, basically what we've done is come up with a device to help the average homeowner install lighting or ceiling fans. And what happens is there's two parts. The female receptacle mounts to the outlet box. And the it just has some push-in terminals, so all you have to do is just insert your wire from your outlet box, and then you just secure it with two screws, and then once it's there, it's safe to touch, and it's live, and it's very, very safe. You can touch it, and you will not get...
And you're sticking your hand inside what could be a live electrical box.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And there's no risk of shock.
Exactly. And then we have cover plates available, so you can cover it up and install your lighting later. You don't have to install your lighting right away. You
okay.
can keep it, you can paint it, and then you remove your cover plate, and you can install your lighting fixture. And the lighting fixture comes with a male plug attached to it, and all you need to do is press the button on the fixture.
Oh, and it snaps right in there.
And it snaps right in.
You wouldn't think that you could actually change your light fixtures around to redecorate the house. With us also to talk about that is Randy Cohen. Randy, I understand you invented this product.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, now, what gave you the idea?
I used to own a chain of retail stores for lighting, and once I had the first store, every few weeks we had a consumer having problems getting electrocuted, stuff like this.
Yeah, see, there's nothing that ruins your retail business quicker than when your customers electrocute themselves.
And then when I had like 20 stores, it became to be, you know, people are trying to save the heavy cost of installation. In a lot of cases, cost more than the fixture itself. So you can buy a fixture for $50. But try to open the yellow pages and call someone to install
it. It's like
$200. $200 to come out. So people try to save this cost.
How many fixture choices do you have?
It's available in all types of lighting. And it also is available as a retrofit kit so that you can connect it to traditional lighting.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Randy and Patty, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit with information on Safety Quick Light. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
Back with more right after this.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. The Pella Windows Your Way sale is going on now. Visit us at www.pella.com or call 1-800-TBD-PELLA today for a free consultation. Pella, viewed to be the best.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Broadcasting live from the 61st National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. If it is for the home, it is being demonstrated, displayed, put out at this show so that the retailers that are walking around here can find the products that they're going to put in their stores.
And bring it directly to you, the consumer. Right.
And speaking of retailers, we have one standing right with us right now.
This is a very good friend of mine. It's Janet Rickstrew, and she is the CEO and co-founder of Tomboy Tools, which is just a fantastic tool company directly made for women, and I love it. Tell us about it.
Thank you, Leslie. We are a direct sales company, so we're structured just like, say, the Pampered Chef or Tupperware. So we have our consultants around the country that'll go out and give tool parties instead of Tupperware parties. And what it's all about is the education tied into home improvements. So we, our mission is to teach women the knowledge, give them the confidence, and so they can take charge of their own home improvements.
And this is why I think we really bonded, Janet and I, because I feel like it's so important to not only just put a power driver in someone's mm-hmm. hand, but to explain these are the millions of things that you can do with it, and here's how to do it. And it's not just limited to tools. There's drywall patching kits and plumbing kits, and they really right. expand the whole market for the women.
I've seen some manufacturers that are trying to reach the elusive woman market make just huge mistakes, in my opinion. You know, there are guys out there that are making products that are in pink because they think women want pink hammers and pink toolkits.
Exactly.
Instead of making a product that's designed to fit, for example, a woman's hand, maybe it's slightly smaller, balanced a little bit differently. I mean, I think that that's the point that you guys have hit so hollow
right.
with your tools, is that they really are designed to be easy to use, whether you know, even if you are a man, but particularly for women because it's a smaller tool.
Exactly. We really focus on comfortable tools, ergonomic tools, better fitting tools. And then you mentioned the color pink. Our motto is no pink tools, just because in the past, you know, women have not been taken seriously when it comes to home improvement projects.
We have a hard enough time being taken seriously
exactly.
in the home improvement field.
So our tools are definitely top quality tools. And so it's the combination of the education with top quality tools that has not been offered in the past. So
well, tell us about some of the more popular tools that you guys are putting out right now.
We have the basic line. We're just getting into some power tools. We work with Campbell Hausfeld, supplies us with the drills, our drills. We're looking at some other saws. We have a mini air compressor, which is a nailer combination, nailer, mm-hmm. stapler. That's a great little
it's
tool.
It's fantastic. And the compressor is this tiny little 100 PSI, one-gallon right. thing. And you can take it around the house and do a million different projects with it.
Right, exactly. And women don't realize, or a lot of people don't realize, what you can do with the compressor. You use it for
everything.
Cleaning. You use it for all kinds of things.
Right.
So once again, that all goes back to the education. Once women understand they can do it, it's not rocket science.
How long has Tomboy Tools been in existence?
We've been in business for 6 years now, mm-hmm. so we're going on, yeah, our 6 year.
And they're expanding now to Australia and
really?
England, so
yeah.
they're going global.
We just launched in the UK, so mm-hmm. that's exciting. We're in Canada already, so looking at some other markets. So, yeah.
You know, and the interesting thing, and what I really like about the tools, is that there are features on there that, you know, you and I might understand when you're using a power driver that you have to make sure that your hand is all level and everything is lined up appropriately.
Right.
So you're driving whatever it is you're doing in straight and in square. So they've put two levels on them. So you know exactly how the power driver is all lined up. So you're not misfiring or misdrilling. And those are little adjustments that just make it so much more simpler to understand for somebody who might not have a big scope of the home improvement field.
That's exactly right. Right.
How do you research these tools to make sure they are hitting the mark with women?
We started 6 years ago, actually, when the hardware show was held out in Chicago, and just kind of started looking and searching for tools, and then had some focus groups, and we get a lot of feedback from women and really valuable information. So we just hear, we listen to what they're saying out there. I think that's maybe something that some of the retailers haven't done in the past.
And how many women do you reach nationally in the United States?
Well, we have over 700 consultants that are actually out there doing the tool parties. But as far as, you know, reaching people, our website is very popular. We get a lot of hits on that, tomboytools.com.
Mm-hmm. And you might see a familiar face there.
Yes.
I'm always lurking.
Leslie's on the front page. So... yeah.
You know, it's exciting because they always ask me to come up with projects that
right.
best highlight the tools and the usage of the tools. So for this month, for Mother's Day, we have a planter that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to encourage multi-uses of the tools and projects that you can do and spend time together with your family. And it's really just about empowerment. And that is why I just bonded so well immediately with Janet. Not to mention, she saved my butt in an appearance when they completely forgot to bring any of
story.
My supplies. You know, you go back and forth, I'll bring the supply, no, you bring the supply, and then it all sort of vanished, and I was standing there with nothing, and Janet said, you can use our stuff, and I thought, well, this is fantastic.
This is great. You got a whole shop there.
So it was kismet. So it
yes.
was really just great timing.
Yes.
Janet Rickster, CEO of Tomboy Tools, thanks for stopping
All
by
right.
the Money
Thank
Pit.
You.
And
thanks,
congratulations
Janet.
On a very successful business designed to put tools in the hands of women.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, 1-888-MONEYPIT. The website is moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'll be back with more right after this. Money Pit.
Over the course of 50 years, you could have 3 children. You could buy 9 cars. You could take 66 vacations. You could own 7 pets. And you could need only 1 roof. Provided you invest in a metal roof. Metal roofing is investment-grade roofing because it pays you back over time. It stands up to rain, hail, high winds, and wildfires, and is built to endure for decades. Plus, metal roofing is available in all kinds of beautiful colors and styles. To learn more about investment-grade roofing, visit metalroofing.com and see how, over time, a metal roof can save you enough money to pay for a lot of those vacations. Did you know that many home insurance companies offer lower premiums for homes with metal roofing? It's one more reason to consider durable and beautiful investment-grade metal roofing. For details or to find a contractor in your area, log on to metalroofing.com.
It doesn't match the new shower curtain is a perfectly good reason for replacing your old faucet. As is, I'd rather be looking at brushed nickel when I wash my hands. And that classic motivator of home improvement, company's coming. That's where I come in. I'm the Peerless Faucet Coach, and when you visit me at faucetcoach.com, I'll stick with you through every step of your faucet installation. All you need to get started is one good reason. If that reason is my old faucet keeps spraying me in the face, well, that'll work too.
The walls in your home hold memories, hopes, dreams, and quite possibly mold. You see, traditional drywall has paper on both sides, which combined with moisture can allow conditions that cause mold. That's why more people are insisting on a new paperless drywall called Dens Armor Plus from Georgia Pacific. Unlike conventional paper-faced drywall, Dens Armor Plus has glass mat facings on both sides, and no paper on the surface means one less place for mold to get started. It's that simple and that revolutionary. If you eliminate the paper, you reduce the chances for mold. If you're building or remodeling, stop feeding mold by using Dens Armor Plus. To find out more, go to stopfeedingmold.com or ask about it at your local building supply retailer.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
This portion of the Money Pit was brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You got a question about your home improvement project? Need some help solving that do-it-yourself dilemma? Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So whenever you get the inspiration to pick up that phone
or whenever you run into a problem,
call us 1-888-MONEYPIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
This is a very special edition of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from the National Hardware Show. Right now, though, we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to Heather Novak. Heather is a senior product manager with Moen, and Moen is here at the Hardware Show with a very innovative new faucet. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you guys have you guys know faucets, that's for sure, and you've come up with a faucet that I've never seen anywhere else. It's a special hose faucet. Talk to us about it.
Well, you haven't seen it anywhere else because it doesn't exist. It
is There's
the
a good reason.
First, it's the very first single-handle hot and cold still faucet, which is basically the spigot that's outside of your house that you hook your garden hose up to.
And Heather, I can't tell you how excited people are about this and are just, you know, chomping at the bit to get it at their local retailer. And tell us, when can we see it in the stores?
Well, it is available only through wholesale distribution, and it will be shipping in the month of May.
Fantastic. People are so excited about it. Now, why? I mean, we know why we might want hot water outside, but when you tell people about it, they're like, I don't need hot water. But I guarantee once they use it, they're going to use it all the time.
Oh, absolutely, because people need warm water outside for washing cars. and filling up kiddie pools for their kids. You don't have to be hauling buckets full of hot water from inside your house out to
yeah,
the pool.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, my mom would fill up the pool with the iciest of water and then come out with, like, a kettle of boiling water and pour it in and be like, are you ready? Get in, and you're freezing.
Yes, this is a little more kid-friendly that
way.
Yeah,
you wouldn't freak out Fido either if you wanted to wash the dog with
exactly.
the warm water.
Or bring the mud inside.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, good point. Now, does this require any special plumbing?
You know what? It is easily installed for someone who is a professional installer primarily. In the past, if you needed to have hot water outside, the installation required both a two handles, one for hot and one for cold. So this makes installation a lot easier in that only one hole has to be drilled.
Really half the work.
Yes, exactly. And it's
yeah.
just a lot easier.
Interesting. Well, Heather Novak, Senior Product Manager with Moen, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit and telling us about the new faucet. And the retail price on that is what, Heather, about $65, was it?
Yes, and it's available in plumbing wholesalers.
Yeah, you better order more because they're going to fly off the
yeah,
shelf.
Absolutely.
I guarantee it.
They already
yeah.
are, yes.
And send a couple to Leslie's house.
Okay.
Heather, thanks so much for stopping
Heather.
By the Money Pit.
Okay, thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting live from the 61st National Hardware Show, a place where we get to spot a lot of trends. And we mm-hmm. were talking earlier in the program about lighting and how we're seeing so many innovations in lighting here. I thought we'd invite someone who knows all about lighting to the program. Her name is Natalie Schoenberg, and Natalie is with Intermatic, and they manufacture a low voltage system called Malibu. Hi.
Hi.
Now, you guys have been making Malibu for a long time, but you keep coming up with new lines, new innovations, and some really creative stuff. Tell us about the line.
Yeah, Malibu is about 40 years old now, so she's still a young, sexy woman.
Absolutely.
But she only gets better with it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we are also reinventing Malibu this year. We're really excited about the new brand look. We've talked with a lot of consumers to see what do they really like, what do they want in their outdoor living. And what it is we're finding that it's more than just lighting for security or for safety. Mm-hmm. It's more than just a functional thing to do.
Right.
It's an outdoor living experience.
It's right time, right product, right
yeah.
place,
mm-hmm.
right now. You know, we just want to get outside and improve that space. And, yeah. and it's an inexpensive way to improve that space. And it's a space that you can use for many months of the year.
And it can really enhance the look of your home. It can enhance your experience when you're outdoors, when you're indoors looking outdoors.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, I mean, we just added some low-voltage lighting to our backyard, and it makes such a huge difference. It's just beautiful, and it's even, and it creates moonlight and essence. It's gorgeous out there. How would you recommend to somebody who's thinking about landscape lighting for the outside? What would be a good plan? Where do you start? How do you get an overall picture?
Well, I think you start with diagramming your yard or your outdoor space, and then you begin to think about what do you want to spotlight or highlight, and are you spotlighting particular foliage plants? Is it an area where you want to sit? Do you want to uplight a tree? Do you want to show off an architectural feature of your home? So there are many different reasons, and then we have all the different lighting to associate with those different reasons. I think the number one thing I would love to tell people is this is easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I think people are intimidated by anything that's electrical. Now, we mentioned low voltage. What does that mean in terms of the safety of working with
well,
it?
Well, think about plugging in your Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
Does that scare you?
No.
It's
as easy as that. I've done it for my home. I've done it for my daughter's home. My husband, who's a great DIYer, stood back and watched in amazement because he actually is afraid of electricity.
He was standing there with the
wooden
pole.
How funny is that?
Yeah.
Ready to
knock
you off.
Can I plug it in yet? Yes, it's easy to do. You can do it.
Do you have any tips for somebody who's thinking about creating an outdoor space? What can they do out there that really represents their personal style?
Well, I think the fixtures are a big part of that. We have fixtures in all different styles, whether it's country, French country, contemporary, mission, or just the very basic. Some people don't want to draw attention to the light. They just want what the light does. And you can, with low voltage, also change the wattage. So if you want a softer light, if the bulb that comes in the kit is not the one you want, you can change that.
We're talking to Natalie Schoenberg. She's the manager of corporate communications for Intermatic. And besides this lighting, you guys also came up with a mosquito product, which will help
yes.
us once we get those lights and we are outside, keep the mosquitoes away. Tell us about that.
Well, two quick things on that. There's a mosquito inhibitor, which you would want to, it pushes mosquitoes away, so you can have that in your outdoor living area where you're sitting, near your deck or near your picnic table. Then we have a brand new revolutionary trap, the mosquito trap. You keep that away from the living area and it attracts the mosquitoes to it. No propane. It uses low voltage energy to power it. It's
Does
nice
it still
looking.
Have that zapping sound?
No zapping sound, no.
Once I trap them, do I have to take them out away from the house and let them go again?
No, they die. They actually dry up and just stay in the little net bag, and you can empty it at your convenience.
Very cool. Natalie, where can we get more information on these products?
I would suggest you go to www.intermatic.com.
Terrific. Natalie Schulberg, the Manager of Corporate Communications.
Thank you. Intermatic.
Thanks so much for stopping by
the
Money Pit.
Thank you for asking me.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting live from the 61st National Hardware Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
When we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about some of the ways you can do these home improvements very safely.
Wonderful.
Money Pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Behr Premium Plus Interior Sateen Kitchen and Bath Enamel with advanced NanoGuard technology to help consumers protect these areas, keeping them looking new longer. For more information, visit Behr.com. That's BEHR.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, broadcasting live from the 61st National Hardware Show. Well, if you are an inspired home improver, you may know how difficult sometimes it is to do those home improvements safely, but have safety and comfort in one. Mm-hmm. That's where this company steps in. It's Ironclad. They make task-specific gloves so that you can put a pair of gloves on. It's
got this cool pair on right now.
Yeah, listen to that.
It's got super
gloves,
grippy.
Which gloves do you have on?
I don't know. These are super grippy ones with a nice rubber surface.
Let's welcome Eric Jaeger to the program. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Tom.
Now, what glove is Leslie wearing right now?
Right now, she has our brand new HeatWorks 600 glove. And we came out with a line of HeatWorks gloves that give you high temperature protection. And we have a 300, a 450, and a 600 glove. And they're rated up to those temperatures for protection.
Because generally, when you're working in a welding situation or anything, those gloves are so huge that it really is just, prohibiting in how you move your hands around.
Yeah, the big problem with your typical welding glove is they're large, they're bulky, and they shrink. And they get very stiff after a short period of usage. And they typically get thrown away before they wear out.
Well, the one thing that frustrates me about wearing gloves is it makes it difficult to feel things.
Right.
Grabbing nails. You're working outside. It's very cold. You want to grab some nails or some screws. You can't feel them with the glove on. You guys have designed gloves that give you much more dexterity for the purpose like that.
Yeah, that's the key to every single product we have is high dexterity. So you get the fit and feel of a sport glove and the durability of a work glove. And it's focused on the task that you're doing or the trade that you have.
Yeah, right, so many of the work gloves are non-washable. And you end up, your hands sweating them. You get dirty. You're out there doing things. But you guys have addressed that situation.
All of our gloves, including our leather ones, are fully machine washable, and that actually helps make the gloves last longer, and it makes them smell better too.
Yeah, good point.
Yet you always want to smell them. I don't know why.
What about gardening gloves? A lot of people are getting outside now, and they're digging into the dirt, and you never know what you're going to hit. What glove would you recommend for something like that?
Well, if we're going to talk about new items, we have a brand new line of washable leather gloves, and we've expanded that to four different gloves, fully washable leather. And again, it's a nice thing. It's specially treated leather so that it doesn't get stiff and it doesn't get hard. And again, form-fitting, so you can dig into the soil with it. And
you can grab the rose bushes,
you can tear down shrubs and bushes, which is a big thing. Trees and branches are very, very abrasive, and I don't think people give that the respect.
And pressure-treated lumber as well.
Absolutely.
If you get a splinter in your hand, it could be quite dangerous. So it's important to wear the work gloves.
It's important, and it sidelines you. I mean, if you're not going to be gardening for the next month if you put a big gash in your hand or a splinter in there, so you really want to protect your hands. The better dexterity you have, the more you're going to be able to do your job.
Now, what about for somebody like me? I have smaller hands, but I'm out there doing serious building. So do you have something that fits more of my stature of hand, but is still strong and durable?
Absolutely. We have a woman's line of gloves that is tailored to a woman's hand. So the sizes are different, and also the length of the fingers are longer and narrower, designed just for a woman.
Because with the men's ones, they're always so bulky around my fingers, and I can't pick up a screw.
Right. And on our women's glove, we have a roll-top fingertip, which is an Ironclad exclusive. So there's no seam on the tip of the finger, and it doesn't get caught on your fingernail.
Oh, that's interesting.
Very important.
The fit, I think, is really, really important. When you put the glove on, it's got to feel one with your hand.
Yeah, and actually we encourage people to get a snug fit. And it's a little different because they're used to the bulkier gloves, and ours are meant, if you're a size medium, wear a size medium, let it be snug on your hand, and you're going to get a lot better dexterity and performance. Performance is a big factor.
Great information. Eric Yeager from Ironclad. More information, what's your website?
www.ironclad.com.
Simple as that, ironclad.com.
These are great gloves.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting from the National Hardware Show. We hope that you've enjoyed this hour of the program. We've learned an awful lot here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've learned about plumbing. We've learned about gloves. We've learned about lighting.
Outdoor spaces.
Everything that you can use inside your house has been demonstrated here. If you want more information on the products that we've seen here, you can go to our website at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.